Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thanks so much for downloading this one. And I want to talk to you about the Kalergi plan. And of course, before I do that, a shout out to my sponsors at Quantum Hypno. Thank you to Quantum Hypno. Also a shout out, if anyone else wants to consider sponsoring this platform, you'd be very welcome to talk to me to see what we can do for you. Bearing in mind that, you know, we're typically, well, we're on over 2 million downloads at the moment. So if you are sponsoring my channel, you're going to get yourself a whole lot of publicity and with the right kind of people as well. So let's talk a little bit about the globalists and their population replacement. Don't be silly, David. There's no such thing. It's a wild conspiracy theory. But what about Kalergi, the Kalergi plan? The replacement of all those terrible white people by those much more diverse people from the African subcontinent. Don't be crazy, David. That's not a thing. Well, that brings me to a headline, the lead headline in the Daily Mail, the world's biggest online newspaper, so-called, today. Here's the headline. Terrifying threat of underpopulation is laid bare as it's revealed how 75% of nations are facing baby busts by 2050, and the left, the West, will be left reliant on migrants, triggering staggering social change. Oh, right. So you mean the Kalergi plan is exactly what they're now revealing that we've been talking about for ages? Yeah, let's get into the detail here. 3 in 4 countries in the West face the threat of underpopulation by 2050. I mean, that's only another, 26 years. Because of the world's plummeting birth rates, shock research revealed today. We'll get into that as well. By the year 2100, when I'll not be here, this could rise to 97%. Well, I wouldn't worry about that. I don't think that bit's relevant. But here's the key bit. Powerhouses such as the UK and the US will have to become reliant on immigration to avoid the immense consequences and economic turmoil the situation threatens. Without replenishment, public services and economic growth is at risk, scientists warned in The Lancet, which is absolute you-know-what of a publication. And of course, they're talking all about, this is something I covered over across on my Substack, the fertility levels. And if you take the UK, for example, but the US is very similar. The fertility rate, in other words, the number of children born per woman, it needs to be about 2.2 for population replacement. It's not. It's sitting down about 1.5. That's what it is at the moment. So UK fertility rate is about 1.5 approximately, 1.4, I think. So you think, well, okay, so we're going to slump a bit. But even so, that's not bad. Oh, no. It's much, much worse, because that 1.4, 1.5 is an aggregate of total British fertility. You then look at what the Muslim fertility level is, and you'll find it's three children per woman. You look at the Somali fertility rate, it's over 4. So therefore, the actual white British indigenous birth rate is probably closer to below 1. Which means the white British population is going to have in a generation or worse. So this is essentially what is happening. And if you trace it back, you can see when it all really started to go pear-shaped, and that was 1967. What happened in 1967? The Abortion Act came in. And since then, especially the white population has been encouraged to kill their own babies in the womb. And as a consequence of that, that has led over the intervening 50 years or so to this terrible situation whereby, according to the Daily Mail and The Lancet, we're going to need to bring the people in from the third world just to save our public services, which is an oxymoron in itself. But there you go. So this is where we are. The Kalergi plan is basically now being sold to us openly. We're being told, listen, if you want to have your NHS, if you want to have your, you know, your public schools, you got to accept people come from the third world in record numbers, and let's just hope they have children. Do you see what this is? This is your replacement that they're actually talking about. You will be replaced. You are being replaced. So what do we need to do about it? I mean, for example, here's an interesting statistic. If you take the fertility rate of Polish people in the UK, it's in excess of 2. If you take the fertility rate of Polish people in Poland, it's less than 1. So the Poles aren't replacing themselves in Poland, but they are replacing themselves in the UK. We have a very unhealthy situation, for sure. I accept that. But it's been as a direct consequence of decades of malignant globalist policies. So what we need to do is we need to encourage white British women to have more children. We need to encourage women to stay at home and look after their families and bring them up where possible. We need to put in place a system that essentially protects our public services from the third world. It doesn't invite more of the third world in to occupy our public services. We need radical transformation. If we don't, we'll be gone. People will look back. Well, those that survive in another 25, 26 years will look back and think, why did they do nothing? Why did no one speak out? Well, the most I can do is speak out about it. I see it. You know, I do feel very Enoch Powell-esque here. You can see exactly what's coming down the tracks. And the worst bit is the Daily Mail is even gaslighting us now. And the Lancet is gaslighting us. They're telling us, well, yes, look, your population level is slumping. Let's not analyze why that is. It's just that, you know, women in the West don't want to have too many babies. No, women in the West have been encouraged not to have too many babies. That's the issue. We need to do everything to reverse that, to increase the fertility rate of Italians, French women, British women, American women. And we need to get away from this globalist delusion that we need the whole of the third world living here just to enjoy our standards of living. Hope you've enjoyed this. Do let me drop me a comment.